release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
See the Joe Rogan of Izzy.
Nah.
Is it another one of the Prime Media ones?
That one.
It's a Prime Media one.
Prime Media thing.
No, some like, fucking insight. When I make a joke and it doesn't land, it's a Prime Media joke. Hey, Jessica. I mean, Sol, we live.
Shit, I just can't make my forehead big. Like, oh. Jessica, we're live. Oh, weak maid. Weak maid. Weak swak.
We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today.
What are we doing today?
No, this, that's how
no, it's part of it. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We're not doing that today.
We're not doing that.
Just say, ghost lady, yeah. Take it away.
Take it away. Leave it there.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. What's up, Guan? Please welcome. The podcast is now officially under new management. Here's our brand new CEO.
Yes, they must take us serious now when we go for sponsors.
Yeah. Guys,
we need a white face.
The show is called Mac G. The G stands for George now. So I'll be here to censor the show. If there's any issues, please hit me up directly. Got you, got you.
How was the purchase? Let's talk about what deal are we calling this?
Yes.
Hey, this is so the pub deal. I guess there's a legacy deal.
Oh, yes. And we make a nice little Oreo here between us, dude.
So this is the Oreo deal.
Yes, the Oreo deal.
It's the MacGX Oreo.
No, we're kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our super chiller for the day, George Avakian.
Yes.
When did you become a super chiller, bro? Where did you become a super chiller? Like, what was your first episode you watched?
Bro, let me just think. What would be the first one I watched? You killed me on the Delez one. That was...
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Komalo, I actually enjoyed.
Bro. You enjoyed?
I enjoyed watching you suffer, bro. Yo. Pulling questions there from the grave, my brother. But yeah, man, I'm always watching the show.
Yeah.
Big fan. I love that. It's no longer Ghost Soul, and he's like part of the whole thing, you know.
Yeah. But he's never been. He's
no,
never
but
been.
You were like in and out, and then you were interviews Ghost. Like it's important that you hear, you know.
Yeah, nah,
it's an honor, bro.
Very present.
You guys together, your energy. Pray to God we don't kill Komalo this one.
No. Hey. Coming here with your Indian albino tendency.
No, me, I love Kelly.
Oh, I forgot about Indian albinos.
But you're Armenian.
You're not an Indian albino, man. Yeah. So Armenians, you guys are like colored, man.
We're close, you know. Apparently, the descendants, Armenians were actually descendants of the Indian folk, so.
See, it all goes back to India. It all goes back to India, dog.
You see,
I told you.
Yeah.
It's all India, the roots.
But did you grow up in SA?
Born in South Africa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Family came down. And then I was called Russian boy in Florida primary. Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, because Avakian. Maybe they thought it was Russian. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
It's like probably the only white kid in my school.
Yeah.
And then there, grade 4, grade 5, moved to Panorama to like a white school.
Yeah.
Then they were like, guys, Civvy's day on Friday is R5. I was the only kid in the class. Like, choo, R5. So yeah, bro, it was like quite a big contrast, you know, going from there to there. But yeah, pretty much lived in the West Rand of Johannesburg for most of my youth.
How did you first meet George? Because I only met George. Actually, this is the first time we meet, but we've been chatting like on WhatsApp and the DMs and stuff.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. How did you meet?
I obviously knew George from SA's Got Talent when he did, not personally, but like everybody else, when he did the beatboxing. Then I met him like much later at the CBC by the parking lot somewhere. And there was a quick greeting like, hey, I know you are. Like, hey, I know who you are as well. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Good, sharp.
I didn't know who you were. I thought you were just like a fan. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's good.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What do you do, bro? I still don't know what you do. Eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like a lot of crazy paths that my career has taken over the years. I mean, the last 5-6 years, I was heading up Rocking the Daisies.
I know you were part of.
And these days, I'm in music distribution. So, I work with a company based in Germany, Paradise Distribution.
Yeah.
We're basically exporting African music to the rest of the world.
Piano, right?
Actually, a kid from Impangeni, Tonic Motion. Yo, 18 years old. Yo, it's too fire, that kid. Shoo.
So you get to meet a lot of these execs in like America and Europe and whatever. What do they think about my piano, the sound?
Yeah, bro, the sound is definitely, I think, you know, it's quite an interesting one because it is a dance genre. Yeah. And everyone who's listening to it and has so much range. This is why I always love piano. I was like, you know, it has so much scope to be so much more. You can slow it down. You can speed it up. You know, Koma always felt...
Yeah, Koma's always like,
it was just
running.
We're running, you know. You can't put like... You can't have sub-genres to the genre. So you can't have like... Soul, R&B, boom. It's going to be true, like, you know, but where with piano, it has this like so much range and so much space. And you know, rumors are that like some piano joints made it onto Drake's Certified Lover Boy. I don't know. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, Drake has done like some house sound. I mean, quite
he's always
stuff.
Jumped on like stuff that's happening. Yes. And it has scope for like really good songwriting as well to sit on it and to elevate it. And it has scope for what we're doing, you know. I mean, personally, I don't know if a song like Loch will maybe make it there in Europe, but you never know, bro. It's more about the vibe, you know? So I think it's a really exciting genre. It's an exciting time. I think it's one of our biggest exports. It is, musically, it is something special that it's going to carry a South African sound to the rest of the world in no time, bro. That's for sure.
Did you know about Georgia Viking Coast Lady?
I now remember him from the beatbox.
Beatbox.
Yes.
You don't remember his song? Now go and put your hands up high.
Drinks.
Yeah. Remember that song?
Uh-huh.
No, she doesn't.
Who did the song? Gosling?
George. He's here.
It's crazy because, like, you know, throughout your career, you have, like, different... You know, at some time you're the beatbox guy. At some time I was the Sway Santon club guy.
Yes. How did that song? Because who did you do the song with?
Dimples,
Drinks Up. Dimples. Who else?
Dimples.
JR.
Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up high. You don't remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Didn't they play it at Calabash?
How? Don't start. They're peeling Kalawa.
But fuck, George is a big deal, man.
Yeah.
I once watched a snap and this guy got invited to the Def Jam brunch and he was like rubbing shoulders with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Fuck out of here, for real.
Kid you not.
Mm. Yeah, it was actually a crazy story. During Global Citizen.
Yeah.
You know, we had some mutual friends and we
Ghost Lady's now listening.
Now I'm listening. I'm here. Yep.
Now you have her attention. Now you have her attention. At first you had her curiosity. Now you got her attention.
So yeah, you know, we out having something to eat one night and someone mentions, listen, we have some friends joining.
Yeah.
But they like pull us aside and they're like, listen, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Fuck.
They're going to pull up to this restaurant now. So we like, okay, cool. The restaurant had like a little speakeasy, a little
private space. Whoa, who are you with at the restaurant?
Like this is the guys I used to work with back in the day, Stain Entertainment, who were running.
So this is an essay, right?
This is an essay during Global Citizen.
Oh, yeah, performance where they got outshunned by Casper.
Yeah. So chilling, we start getting the tables ready in the restaurant because the people I'm with own the restaurant, you know, so they're like busy setting up the table. We're like, yo, it's a bad idea for them to come. We knew it's a bad idea when Stjetje walked in, JR, and some tables started like fanboying over JR. We're like, yo, if they're going crazy for this J.
For this J. Imagine the real J.
So anyway, guys, like, yo, they hit us up. They're like, yo, they're outside. Mm. So now we go outside and we're chilling and these cars pull up. The security pulls up. But like obviously from running the festival, I just roll up to the security immediately. I'm like, yo, Machi, emergency exits are here, whatever. This is the whole thing. Don't worry about this. We got security here. We've got security there. And then the door opens. like Jigga Sticks. But we tell no one. We don't tell the staff. We don't tell anyone. Oh, wow. Jigga sticks out his head. And
chaos.
Yo, when I saw the staff's faces, I was
all
like,
hell broke.
This is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
As we walk into the restaurant, guys, when I say it erupted, like the restaurant, everybody, no matter who you were, just got, even the band was playing jazz, like, as they walked in, went,
which restaurant was this?
Even the band stopped, bro. The band
which restaurant
stopped,
was
like,
this?
It was the Morabi Club there in Hallmark House.
Wow. Yeah.
Where's that? Is that in SA?
It's in Maboneng.
Morabi, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah, dog.
Yeah. Fire, jazz.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
This
was
is Maboneng now.
Yeah. Beyonce and Jay-Z
in Maboneng.
In Maboneng.
Yeah. 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 So, fuck in hell. Whoa.
Opposite mum's path, my man. So now,
what?
Bro, it everything erupts. Everybody gets off there, like everyone leaves the food, like the waiters, everything just goes crazy. And like myself and one of the managers, we like lock eyes, and we're both like on the same page, like, yo, let's get them into the private space immediately. Because that's what we wanted to do initially. Yes. We're like, yo, go to the private space. They're like, no. We want to be in the main club with everybody. Don't stress.
No, Jay said that.
Yeah.
And Beyonce, he was with Beyonce.
Yeah. So listen, so they walk in. Now there's like even videos from that day that like went on social media, and I'm busy channeling them through to the other room. And as the last person goes, I lock the door. And then I'm the last person, the whole restaurant standing there looking at me. And I'm like, you see, but guys, if you were just cool, they were going to chill you. But
now, they wanted to chill with you.
I said, they wanted to chill with you guys, but now you guys, then they're like, where are they? Where are they? Then I was like, no, they've left. No one's leaving. Everyone's standing there. So like, I calm everybody down. I get everybody sitting back at their tables. It's still mayhem. Everyone's calling. Like, tables are calling. Like, mom, you will not believe who just brushed past my shoulders, mom. Beyonce, mom. It's wild. Tables are talking to tables. Like, yo, my Jay-Z, Justy walked here.
Like, right here.
I took a snap, you know?
Shit.
So anyway, I calmed the restaurant down. It's probably been an hour, you know?
Of mayhem.
I calm everyone down. I haven't even gone into the room yet, like where they're chilling. So now everything calms down. Like, shop, let me go that side. So I go that side, and like everyone seems quite stressed because now they're trying to change the music in the room. Because I think R. Kelly was playing.
So
now everyone's under pressure. So, you know, like I like quickly go to the office. Find like a mixing desk, and you know, like throughout industry knowledge, I think all of us know XLR cable, enough with the aux or something. So, I'm busy trying to set something up. I still haven't greeted, I just like go in. I'm like, hey, not like, hey, this is George or anything like that.
And what
do you
play?
Know?
Drinks up.
No, wait, we'll get there. Now,
drinks up,
self probe.
We'll get there. So anyway, I'm like busy sitting up. Now even I'm stressing. I'm like, hey, it's been 30 minutes. It's the music, you know, it's quiet. So I'm like busy trying to set it up. I'm like looking for the aux. I'm like straight, I'm sweating, you know. I'm like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on? And then to my right, I hear, are you winning?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's Jay.
Jay.
Are you winning?
Voice. Yeah.
I say, yo, my G. It's Jay standing here next to me. I'm like, yeah. Almost there, Maji, almost there. It's just me and him now, and I'm trying there to like get the faders up. He's waiting there with like, you know, I organize the aux for the iPhone that like you plug in, you know, these days it's like you need an adapter and shit. He's standing there, we're like on the faders, Next thing you know, his music starts playing and I turn down the other music and he looks at me and I look at him. He's like, you know what you did, right? I'm like, no, it's nothing, bro, you know. He's like, you know what you did, right? You saved the party.
Yo,
guys. Says, then he quiets down the whole supper. He says, everybody goes, you know what he did, right? He saved the party. Yo. So I was that guy now to Jay, you know? So,
dude, what do you talk about with Jay? Are you there like, yo, listen to this beat?
No. Not even that. It became like, you know, there was a conversation around our cigars or something, and you know, they're mingling, and everybody starts pulling up. The Coldplay dudes start pulling up.
Sure, like, dog, you're lying.
This was George.
Everybody starts
you're
pulling up.
You're fucking kidding me.
It's crazy, dude. I'm just like, yo, is this? actually happening.
Because they were all performing at the global thing.
Now the songs are being played off his phone. So in between conversations, he's going and changing songs. Eventually, I'm like, yo, Machi, do you want me to go change the next song? He says, you only get one chance. Just so now, I go up to his phone. Now I'm like, yo, my man, I must slap
that. But you held Jay-Z's phone.
I must take that Twitter now and say, follow Georgia Baker now.
I'm getting that WhatsApp number, dog.
Yeah,
so I can see status.
WhatsApp yourself.
WhatsApp yourself. One time.
Take a selfie.
So yeah, hold the phone. I pick a song because I can hear what he's playing. So I hit Earth, Wind and Fire, something, you know, like that fits the vibe of what they were playing, you know. And I like play the track and he just looks over and just nods like that. I'm like, yo, sharp, you know?
Wow.
So anyway, the night's dope. We like sit, everybody has supper, we do our thing, you know.
Who pays for the bill? Are you I got it, Jay?
The staying guys, bro, they like covered the bill, you know, they were like they were hosting them, so it was like
Which guy?
Stain City.
Entertainment. So
Stain City, not Stain City.
It's actually the same group. Yeah,
Stain. Yeah,
yeah, they're the same group as Stain Entertainment, who's rocking the Daisies, who's Marabi Club, who's they got a serious operation. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I gotta touch your hand. You touch Jay-Z, bro. Give me those blessings, bro. Touch my phone.
Jay-Z's phone, bro. You help Jay-Z.
Yeah, so it's crazy. So afterwards, he's like, but he's like so chilled. He's like, yo, my G, what are you guys doing after this?
Mm.
And we're like, nah, we're chilled. He's like, a friend of mine's having a comedy show. We should all roll through.
So you said like, this.
No, he's telling us.
He's telling us. George.
His so we're like, your friend's doing comedy. Who's your friend?
Trevor Noah.
No. So that time at Carfax, Chappelle, during Global Citizen, Chappelle was doing this private show with like all the band members.
Chappelle was at Carfax?
Yeah, dog. Yeah. So Chappelle, basically what he does with every time there's a Global Citizen, he takes all the guys that are part of like the different bands and he gets them all to a venue and he does some comedy and in between the artists just like, the musicians just jam. So we get to this party, dog. Now imagine... I also haven't been in Joburg for a long time. I'm in Cape Town doing Rocking the Daisies.
Oh, you know? yes.
So you pitch up to this party. Now you're walking in with Jay-Z, Chief. Like, you know, like we're walking in and like they come fetch us and they obviously go first. And now they're taking you upstairs to the VIP. And now, you know, you see people, you know, they're like, hey, George, like, hey, not now, brother.
Hey, I want me.
Not today, brother. So I like, I get up to this, and then like, I lose everybody else that we came with. Nelson Makamo was rolling with us as well. And
there
was like the rest of the guys. And we're like, myself and Nelson make it upstairs. The rest of the guys, I think they meet other people. See, someone caught their attention. Me, I was like, hey. Get upstairs and it's like Ed Sheeran. It's like everybody's up there. And then I get upstairs and it's like awkward, dog. There's like a couch. Nobody has security. It's like Ed Sheeran, everybody that was like part of Global Citizens. Like two couch chairs. He sits on one. I sit on one. Now like we're sitting on a podcast. I'm like, oh, this is weird. And there's security. And I'm like, yo, this is weird, you know? But it was dope, bro. It was like really one of those special nights that you like. And I wasn't going to go out that night, you know? A homie... like push me to come out and I wasn't even going to go that night, so
that's for a crazy good story. So how do you end up to the Def Jam brunch?
So yeah, we got invited.
You got invited?
Well, you know, I think the mutual friends we have, you know, the Stain guys, they're quite close with their team and Kelly Rowland and those people. Whoa. So yeah, they just were like, we're going through, pull in, and we went. Yeah, that was pretty crazy as well. His brunch was like,
did he remember you?
Let me explain how America works, guys.
Okay.
There's like celebrity and everybody we look up to and we're like, yo, it's so and so. It's name an artist, bro.
Trey Songz, for example.
Name an artist, they're there and they're celebrities. But J and B are like, they are celebrities to them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're celebrities to the A-list.
So even when they walk in, it's like... yo, everybody move. It's like you'll see famous people waiting in lines to get into shit, but them, they're just like a different level of celebrity, you know?
So this is not the Rockefeller brunch. It's the
It's the Rock Nation's brunch.
Oh, this
brunch,
is the Rock Nation's brunch. Not Rock Nation's brunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
So it's pretty crazy to experience and be there. And it's it was pretty special.
Brunch of all brunches.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Anyone you can imagine is there. You're like, you ask someone for a cigarette. You're like, hey.
No, Nipsey Hussle was there.
Like, yo, can I have a...
The last one.
Let me tell you a story. I'm like, yo, can I have a cigarette? And I'm like, yo, nice to meet you. I'm George. What's your name? She's like, Dua Lipa. I say, ah. There's no Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Yes, I know Dua Lipa, yeah.
It's like a pop.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. At some point, someone's like, yo, Maji, what do you do? We're sitting on a couch. We're talking. He's like, no, I'm in tech. He's like, what do you do? I'm like, no, I run a music festival in South Africa.
In tech.
Then some guy's like, ah, tech. He's like, Jack, you're playing it down. This guy made Twitter. I'm like, ah.
Jack Dorsey.
So I'm like, I had to ask him. I said, Jack, have you heard of Black Twitter? And he's like, yeah, of course. He said, do you know that South Africa basically are the pioneers of politics on Twitter? The rest of the world has followed basically South Africa of like us taking politics to Twitter. We had this conversation and I was like, wow, I was mind blown. I was like, that's crazy.
Are you serious?
And he's telling me like, yeah, we're one of the biggest in like pioneering that side of Twitter. Yeah. Of like that conversation growth of like politics and how we've used Twitter differently to different countries. So yeah, it was pretty crazy, bro. It was like, it's special to be in those places.
Wow.
But there's one thing you realize. Like, I definitely don't like fan, but I'm not going to now, Jay-Z, hey, remember me, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I saved the party.
I only got one chance.
I'm never that guy, bro, you know? So ultimately, when you're there, you realize... In those circles, these people are no smarter than you and I. These people are no better than you and I. Like some of the managers, like Casper's manager, Tealy. Yo, I rate Tealy as a manager probably better than some of the biggest A-list artist managers. Like in terms of how smart he is, how he runs his business and what he's capable of doing, you just realize they're in a different distribution aspect.
Yes.
Like there is no difference, bro. These are just... normal human beings who are just as, in fact, I think we're better. Like, and I think we run things even better. We're just not in that distribution hub that the States or Europe
maybe
has.
The world spotlight is not on us.
Exactly.
And the demand is not on us.
Something can pop in America and it's a global thing without you having to push it as a global thing.
Yeah.
Just because it's marketed that way. And
yeah, and I want to speak about that because what do you think, having been to America? I've never been to America. But the more I see social media posts, I'm starting to think like, fuck, man, these guys sold us a dream. Because we consume so much American stuff.
True.
That you feel like America's like heaven.
I'm so glad you bring that up. I'm so glad you bring that up. Guys, in America, have you been to America?
No.
In America, Maji, the last time I was there, which was just before
COVID
breaks out, you know? Like, you don't even tap to pay there. Like, they don't even have that system yet, I think. Or now it's maybe coming through. It's it's still a system of, yo, Machi, I'm going to take your card. Take my card. You're like, yo, Machi, back in Africa, ain't nobody taking my card. Like,
yeah, how you
taking
my card in
then
the US?
Then they take your card.
Yeah.
Then they swipe it. Then they bring it back. And then you must tell them what the tip is. You're like, ah, my chance. Look, I don't doubt that, like, places like New York and, you know, certain spots, I'm sure, have developed on a whole other level. But if we're talking Los Angeles, guys, we were still the biggest dream
ever.
Whoa. Like, we are so far ahead in so many ways. It's just the way they market their country. Mm. Guys, LA is no safer for me than Cape Town. Guys, I promise you. It's no safer than Cape Town.
Which one is
still
this
got
one?
Still got gang problems and whatever.
Yeah.
Like they have a massive homeless folk issue there in LA.
Yeah.
You will not feel, bro. I felt, and it looks a lot like a mixture of like Johannesburg and Cape Town. The highways, the whole place.
Yeah.
But I promise you, no safer. I'll be like 10 p.m. like, yo, my G, is it, am I good to walk there? Then they're like, just be careful, my brother. It's like,
good luck.
My G, come on, you know? It's no safer, bro. It's like we live in such a special place, bro.
Wow, that's
amazing. Just need to be inspired. It's the only thing that's lacking for me. We need to get inspired as a nation and like just that fire needs to come back, you know?
Fuck, what did you think when you saw that picture of Trevor Noah and Beyonce like fist bumping? What did you think when you saw that?
Oh, come on. I don't know how people are surprised. To me, it looked normal because, dude, Trevor Noah is literally the host of the biggest night time daily show in the fucking continent. Yeah. On earth.
Is that big?
In the world. I don't understand why people are surprised. Like, dude, if it was John Stewart, that's the previous host, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was John Stewart fist pumping, it's like normal. Dude, Trevor Noah is literally hosting that biggest fucking nighttime talk show in the US, which is in the world.
But that's the real deal.
So I'm not surprised.
Like, some George, the beatboxer going to the brunch is like, you know, you just happen to be at the right place at the right time. It's not the same.
How big is Trevor that's?
Yo, guys, he's big. Yeah, I was having a conversation with someone like, yo, if Trevor walked into that brunch, trust me, like his level of celebrity there is just, it's authentic. He hasn't.
Trevisto.
Bro.
Trevor.
Yo, dog. He's done something special there, you know. He's like, he hasn't tainted his like success in any way. He's every piece of art or anything he's put out has been like polished, Michi, you know. He's not there like with Kevin Hart where we're like, ah, Kevin, that last movie. Trevor's not there, you know.
Yeah.
And I love Kevin Hart, bro, and I think he's great. But I mean, like, Trevor's really like been picky with everything he's done, and to see his growth is like, and you know, guys, I used to tour with Trevor back in the day.
Oh, for real?
It was like his opening act. Yeah, we used to go around like all over doing shows.
So you do a beatbox.
Beatbox and open the show. Yeah, yeah.
I got a Trevor story as well. Do you want to hear it? I've told it about 10 million times.
Oh, no. Fuck, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, now the white cream story.
The white cream story. No.
No, we've heard that story.
Fuck you, dog. You don't have a Trevor story.
We've heard that story.
Mash, have you heard it? Must I tell you?
No, I don't have a Trevor story.
No, you've heard it, Mash. You've heard it.
Actually, I don't have a Trevor story.
Who has it? Someone put up their hand if you haven't
heard
it.
I haven't heard the story.
You haven't heard it? Let me tell you.
I'm joking. You told me outside before we started the podcast, man.
Yeah, that's what he does. Tells everybody. It's like, it says hello when you greet people. You know how I met Trevor
Noah? It's his bumping moment, you know?
That was literally the conversation we had.
but tell them about the Trevor Namibia story.
Yeah, it was like, I was just telling him like how focused Trevor is. Like, what it takes to do like what Trevor's doing is like not something every ordinary human being, I feel like, can do. It's difficult. Just like his level of focus back then. Like, Trevor is, like, yo, the way he works, bro, is insane. I'll never forget when we toured in Namibia, first night, gets on stage. The South African jokes didn't do as well in Namibia.
Yes,
I don't think they were following the politics at the time.
Yeah.
But he still had a crazy show. For me, I was like, yo, he killed it. He got his standing ovation. He got off stage and he's like, nah, that wasn't it. I was like, yo, dude, you killed it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that was a dope show. He's like, nah, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
So we're like, yo, let's go get drinks. Let's go out, whatever. He's like, nah, I'm going to go write some jokes. I'm like, write some jokes, bro. Like, don't overthink it. We're in Namibia. We're having a good time. So we all go out. The opening acts, his manager, everybody goes out other than Trevor. Guys, the next day, Trevor gets on stage. He does 2 hours of brand new Namibian material. When I saw that, I was like, yo, put this guy in America for a year and we'll see what happens.
You know? Wow.
2 hours, guys, brand new. Like, he was just talking about the experiences we had while we were there for the last few days.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And like his level of focus from like talking to his manager, like these days, is like apparently on a whole other level. Like, man's meditating, he's doing his thing. And obviously, like, the amount of speaking he does, the way he protects his voice, and like the way he like really takes this like seriously is, that's why when I do see him fist bumping Beyonce, I'm like, yo, you deserve it, you know? That's the real deal. This is not George and Aux Cable, my brother.
No, fuck out of here. Dope,
it's dope.
Saving the party.
Saving the party. But this is like, this is somebody who's just elevated what they've done.
But he's always been focused on.
Always,
even YFM days. Did I tell you the story?
No.
I think like you did. Only like 900 times. Yeah.
But George is telling me that like to preserve his voice, he doesn't talk to anyone in the house. He just plays FIFA, writes his jokes and whatever, and he preserves his voice for his show. So he doesn't talk to anyone. When you go to his house, he doesn't talk to anyone.
For real?
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. Like, to preserve his... I'm sure he's not, like, antisocial where he's, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, that's what, you know, Ryan, his manager, told me. He's like, he really takes it that serious. He has to watch the hours where he speaks. It's not like he's now... never speaks to no one, sits and plays FIFA all day. He takes it that seriously, and I think there's something we can all take away from that, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, when you get given that gift, and I don't mean he's like talent, he's gift, like the gift of being on, like you guys are on. You've got the gift, my brother, you know?
Mm,
it's
wow,
like,
man.
How many people are able to take that gift, bro, and nurture it on that level of focus. Because it's tough, guys. Yo, I try to stop smoking rollies. Every Monday, I try to stop, my man. You know, like, and yeah. Every Monday, I'm telling people, like, yo, the key to quitting is to never stop quitting, you know? And here I am, and I'm like, you know? And then you have this guy who's, like, that focused and that level Dude. Of, like, putting it into.
Yo, I don't think I can be that focused, bro. Yo, that's too much.
So you can't just shut up.
Yeah, bro.
You can't just keep quiet. Hey?
Yeah,
just
makes sense why I broke up with this woman. You can't preserve your voice with a woman in the house. They always want to talk, these people.
And we forever talking. So we got to start doing that, bro.
Yeah, even like off camera. Like but then that, again, but he shoots every day, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. And we don't know how long they shoot that 45 minutes, which is an hour with the adverts. But he shoots every day.
So to me, it sounds like this guy has had to make a lot of sacrifices to get to where he's at. Yeah.
Nah,
I mean, he's got no kids.
No kids.
No wife.
No wife.
Because he's like, the kid is his work. The wife is
literally,
his work.
Bro, you're doing the daily show, bro. Like I said, the biggest in the world, and you're also filling in big shoes.
You know what's crazy? So, like, obviously booking international talent the last 5 years, I like track everybody's sales and whatever. Like, this guy's top 100 grossing live acts in the world, bro. He's
Trevor.
He's crazy, bro. Yeah. Like the Fuck. Like, you can't book him for a show. He's not at that level where you can say X amount, $100,000 or a million. He does his own shows and he sells out venues and he sells out arenas around the world, guys. It's like, yo, that shit is something we have not seen. Yo.
Shit, man.
It's crazy.
All right, cool. Let's talk about what's been happening, man. Hey, did you hear the lady who gave birth to 10 babies? Apparently, she's a side chick. I heard a rumor she's a side chick.
She's a side.
Yes.
Side chicks, be careful.
But I saw them both wearing the badges, so they met at church. She's a side chick.
Side chick, apparently.
Is she married? Imagine your woman you're married to. She cheats on you and has 10 kids.
Imagine.
From that one incident.
Yeah. Have you ever been a side chick, ghost lady? Nah.
Yeah, nah.
At Calabash, nah.
At Calao. Calao, jizz me. Well, jizz you. Jeez.
While you're out saving the party with Jay-Z, Ghost Lady was waiting tables at Calabash.
I wasn't working there.
She was the life of the party. While you were saving the party.
I was saving the party.
She was the life of the party. Calao at Calabash.
Have you ever been a side nigga, though, George?
I think everyone has.
You reckon? Yeah,
sometimes
you
don't even know.
Sometimes you don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro.
Especially in the hip-hop scene. In the scene that you were, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And every sure scene, guys. Yeah. ZCC, you can end up as a side. Everybody.
And you guys?
Yeah. I was.
Oh, yeah. I've been a side guy, bro.
With my baby mama, the one I'm with now, right? I was a side nigga, and then I got promoted.
So.
Sure.
Yeah, I got promoted.
So the baby mama you're with now, which other baby mama is there? Talk.
Ghost lady, you're getting too excited. You don't have any baby mamas, bro?
No.
Haven't had any scare, nothing.
No.
Yeah, but I know. You know why people, they like to do it up the ass? Because apparently for them, it doesn't count as sex.
Guys, the show is under new management.
You have to do it up where?
We're going to edit that, nah, gents. We're going to.
I've been with a couple of snow bunnies. Like, I'm a virgin, but you can hit it up the ass, though.
Fuck, for real.
And that's why we'll be fist bumping Trey Songz. Not Beyonce.
Am I lying, though, George? You've never heard of that?
Nah.
You've never.
For real.
Nah. Are you into snow bunnies or black girls?
I know, me, I'm South African. Box of chocolates. You'll never know what you like until you've tried the box of chocolates.
Have you been with a famous girl?
Of course. Obviously.
Yeah,
back in my like famous beatbox days, maybe. Yeah.
Which one?
No, let's not go there, guys.
Whose box were you beating? Which one?
No, they would always ask that, so it was a nice way in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How co-opted were you, dog, between 18 and 25?
So,
how much money were you making?
Let's think. So, like, just before the South Africa's Got Talent thing happens, you know, when I get into the beatbox thing, first and foremost, you know, I'll never forget my first gig. In fact, it was at Vitz. Pro Kid was there, and we're in a cypher together. Yeah,
shit, rest in peace. The legendary.
And that's how we met. In fact, that was like one of my first shows, and I'd go out there and battle and do my thing, and you know, it's like 8 miles, living like And back then, my name. Don't think I've ever told anyone this. Back then, my name was Recruit.
Recruit? As in Rick Ross, but Root. Instead of Ross, Recruit.
My brother, who has no street cred, was like, one day I was like, yo, I need an AK, I need a hip hop name, dog. And he was like, Recruit. I was like, okay, sharp. So I go to this gig at
Why Fitz. Why Recruit?
I don't know, like the Recruit, the underdog, something.
HR or something. Recruit. Come there with a name like Recruit.
So I get on stage now for the battle, and they're like, yo. You know, they're like introducing the first guy, like, yo, man, what's your name? It's like Blast. Like, yo, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Blast. They're like, yo, man, what's your name, kid? And I'm like, I'm shy. I'm like, Recruit, Recruit. Like, yo, what's that, bro? I'm like, yo, Recruit. And it's like, yo, what's your name, man? Yo, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Recoup. Oh,
that's better than Recruit.
Yeah, Recoup.
Recruit, everybody's bringing their CVs to you.
So, yeah, bro, like, went from, like, battling and being that guy in the underground to, like, catching my first deal with Snickers Chocolate back then when I was 18.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
how much is that?
Got my first 250 there.
250k?
Yeah.
18! Yeah.
From at the age of 18.
And, you know, like, growing up.
It's true.
Like,
white people do love the chocolate box. The Snicker chocolate box.
But it was crazy. You know, it was like, we growing up, we moved.
Bro, on. How do you get 250k at 18?
At 18, bro.
So check this out. I was literally like, you know, growing up, I remember going from like crib to crib. You know, we came from like a very difficult financial situation, you know, with the family. And
you know when white people say that they're moving from one holiday home to another?
Nah, so bad.
Like
that. It wasn't even like
from
that.
Cape Town to Durban.
from one beach home to the other.
Yeah.
You know, my family being Armenian, bro, it was like quite difficult for them to adapt and to get work, and it was always like a tough time. You know?
For real?
So yeah. So ultimately, I turn 18, bro, and like gigs start coming in. I get the sponsorship. Like, I buy my first car, buy a hammer, cause like hip-hop, I don't know.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like sponsored by the Snickers, and I'm starting to gig a lot every weekend. Like after school, after exams, I'm like out there. I'm doing gigs. That time I'm charging maybe 1.5 a show, 2K.
Shit, damn.
But okay. I'm gigging, you know, every weekend.
Okay.
And then the TV stuff starts happening. Like I appear on Idols, I appear on whatnot. You know. And South Africa's Got Talent first season's coming to SABC. And by then, they like called me up to go like, yo, we'd love for you to audition. And like, I would pitch up with my hammer. They say, yo, are you next? Yeah, just wait. George, come through, you know? So it was like that time they like invited me in. But the show was sponsored by Lunch Bar back then. Remember the chocolate?
Hey, you love chocolate.
Yeah, you and chocolate bars. White people. Chocolate boxes.
Now here I am, sponsored by Snickers. So it's like, it's a bit of a tricky one, you know? But anyway, I do the show and the conversation is pretty much, we probably won't be able to take it further. Let's air your episode. But now what I don't realize is like in South Africa, people had not seen beatboxing. Like I was the first time they had ever, you know, people who had maybe internet and YouTube, but to the masses of South Africa,
you'd only seen it in movies.
Yeah. Just white boys doing
rappers.
Sissy Hamba now has a beatbox out of his mouth. Like what witchcraft is this? You know what I mean?
Witchcraft, so like, is
you know?
It? Yeah.
Witchcraft like, is it? Yeah.
Many crafts, you know. Mechanics, plumbers. Witchcraft is this one? Right?
So bro, we like, hey, so we either, it's too clean.
No,
nah, so
this one? Witchcraft is this one?
So when the either episode, bro, it goes crazy. I remember like, having more followers than TJ Fresh on Facebook.
You're fucking kidding me.
Holy crazy fuck, for real. Times, the standard is Aston Villa now.
Yeah, 100%.
You need to have more followers than them. But yeah. But,
you know? So now...
now to be somebody, you need to have more followers than Aston Villa.
It's not even about that, Jesus. But back then, you know?
Yeah.
Back then...
You're a big deal now.
It's a big deal. And, you know, that first season of South Africa's Got Talent was, like, bigger than the news on SABC, you know?
Yeah,
like
huge, bro. Huge, so. Bro,
So how much is the... What's the most you've made from Rocking the Daisy?
The show finishes, right? I earned 4K a show at that time after Rocky, after South Africa's Got Talent, but I do 100 gigs almost a month, bro. What? So yeah, that's how crazy that got. So I was like, really great. I could help my parents and the whole situation buy a crib.
So for a beatboxer, what's the average gig? Like
15 minutes. 15
no,
minutes.
No, but why are you gigging? Is it corporate?
Yo, guys, I mean, it was corporate.
To a beatboxer? You know, there
were even times I'd perform for like a Sanlam corporate with like 10,000 people. I wouldn't get one Twitter message or one Facebook message to say, yo, I saw you perform. I was like, wow. What is this? You know? But it was crazy, man. Bro. I used to travel so much. I used to jump between PE, Cape Town, and like in beatboxer. One day, the amount of times I would fly. Bro, I even got on stage once in Cape Town thinking I'm in PE, and I said, Paul Elizabeth, how you feeling? Then everyone's like, oh my man, you're in Cape Town, what do you mean? You know, it was like crazy times, bro. So it was just gigs, corporates, shows, parties, events.
But what's the most you made from Rocking the Daisies?
Take home. I'm obviously not involved at Daisies anymore, you know, so it's like, that's like information I don't think I should divulge it anymore.
But ultimately, you know,
we did have successful shows, bro. Nah. We were able to turn around. So Rocking the Daisies was crazy, bro. To think about, I was 25 years old when I stepped into like the festival director role, you know?
So as a festival director, what is your job description? What do you do?
So when I first got in, you know, we still had the previous guys involved. So they were still involved in one way, shape or form. But this was like a indie rock and roll music festival.
Yes.
Here comes George and says, hip hop stage. Everyone's like, hey.
Which one is
that? Are you sure? You know, and I did that with Dimples back then. Yeah, there'd never been a hip hop stage.
Wow.
And I really wanted to push for a hip hop headliner. Mm. So I was like, okay, I think a good way to ease it in would maybe be Mac Miller. So I was like, yo, I really want to do it. Everyone was like against it at first. Obviously, the previous guys that were involved, rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah, rest in peace.
And we did it eventually, you know, we bought Mac Miller.
Which other guys did you bring?
That year or in general?
In general.
So, bro, we've done Earth Gang, Tash Sultana, Joey Badass.
Ooh,
dope. We've done Mac Miller. We've done Foster the People. This last one was like Stormzy. Some crazy St. John. And, you know, it was like some really crazy acts that I'd booked, you know. And I'm like 25 years old. I step into now. I know how to maybe run a club or like run a little bit of what we know how to run a
not
business.
Not a festival,
but a festival. To like step into that thing to have 15,000 people's lives that like you have to look after.
Yeah.
So it's ultimately, it's just the planning. That's what you do all year. You plan for the moment. Like there was something crazy, like 160 Interlink trucks. You know those big trucks that have another trailer in the back. Massive trucks. Bro, like we'd have almost 160 of those pitching up to build the festival, bro. So like the logistics and the planning.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's just almost from the toilets.
Almost as big as Moria.
Bro, it's a little city. Like we do power lines, water lines. We have
crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers.
Like, I think it's one of the biggest African gatherings. So.
Darling, where the like town is, like only has 11,000 people there. Like we're bringing 15,000 people in. Yeah, it's in Darling outside of Cape Town. So the following year, 2017, when I step into the role, like, you know, some lot of stuff happens in the background that I only have 5 months to put on the show. So, yeah, that was one of the craziest times, bro. It was just like, put your head down, figure this thing out, focus 100%, bro. I was like barely sleeping, smoking rollies, drinking coffee, you know, and just like,
that's crazy.
Did the show, bro. Yeah. And then by the third, fourth year, I think I really found that niche, because at first it was like, who are you booking? Who's Selection? Who's Muramasa? People were like, who are these people, bro? But I knew I had to ignite like a new range of artists for, you know, the country, and to bring something that people liked, but they never got the sort of limelight, you know.
Thanks for booking us. Yeah, it was great. I remember Rocking the Daisies.
Back then you were
gigs that I felt. Couldn't have made it to begin with. You're respecting your radio job. Radio purists.
Not taking gigs.
And we don't have slots after 12, my friend.
Hey, do you guys want to talk about the diplomats that got expelled?
Hey, what happened with that? I heard diplomats from Lesotho.
Yes, and Malawi.
And Malawi diplomats.
What are they doing? Why are they expelled?
I mean, selling alcohol.
They were getting the alcohol free into the country.
Yeah,
and then selling it.
Yes.
Ah, but the Lesotho diplomats, guys.
Now they expelled.
This is why Mangosuthu Buthelezi invaded Lesotho. You know, who once invaded Lesotho.
Mm.
He was acting president for like a week. Mandela was out of the country. Thabo Mbeki was out of the country. He was like, let's invade Lesotho. For a while, they had a bit of like chaos, you know, in the country, and he invaded Lesotho with like 600 South African military members and Botswana
must
as well.
Have been Zulus.
Hmm? Yeah.
Oh, Botswana.
Even Botswana, we invaded Lesotho at 98, I think.
Hmm.
That's why, like, his name, Mangosuthu, it's short for Man Goes to Lesotho. Mangosuthu, Buthelezi. This is why. Oh, he can blow now. Hey, he can blow. That's why we fucking invaded Lesotho. Diplomats selling alcohol illegally in South Africa. How can diplomats do that?
But it's not just alcohol, even like diesel, bro. Like, it's a big thing.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait, they were selling diesel, running diesel operation.
No, I'm saying there's a diesel underworld.
Oh, there's a black market.
Yeah, black
underworld.
Market. Black diesel. For diesel, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Have you guys been?
To?
Lesotho.
No,
we haven't. No, would love to go to Lesotho, man. We've never been to Lesotho.
Which African countries have you been to?
Well, yeah, I've been there.
They
actually have a crazy festival out there that Vodacom would do every single year.
For real?
It was wild, yeah. That they booked me for back in the day. It was like a massive festival, but sure. It's crazy.
Wow, dope.
Yeah.
Which other African countries have you been to?
Bro, Namibia.
Yeah.
Kenya.
Uh-huh.
Been to quite a few, bro.
Yeah, I want to do Kenya. Let's do Kenya. Remember we meant to do Namibia?
Kenya, bro. Yeah. I really want to do Kenya.
Rwanda.
Oh, I really want to do Rwanda, dog.
Yes, Rwanda as well. Beautiful country.
Let's go see J. Cole.
Is he out there?
He's there.
J. Cole what?
Isn't he there?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's playing in the
I know he plays basketball. Wait, the league is in Uganda.
Yeah. Rwanda.
Rwanda. Sorry, my bad. Yeah,
He's part of the team.
In Rwanda?
Yeah.
He plays basketball?
Yes.
J. Cole?
Yes.
It's crazy, bro.
I've seen him play. I thought
with
it's some
citizenship?
Like third tier league.
It's J. Cole, man. You know, they at the border, they quick, fast.
I thought it was some third tier league in America. Oh, it's in Rwanda.
Wow. So listen, if you're a chiller from Kenya, we want to come out there, man. Drop us a WhatsApp or email podcast@thisismacg.com.
So
we can come out to Kenya, man.
I'd love.
Because I've done Angola.
Fucking beautiful. We as in all three of us.
Oh, yeah, Kwanja, you're part of management.
Oh, yeah, management. Make it happen, dog. All three of us.
Okay, send an email to George to book us.
Bless us.
George.
Did you guys hear about the hostage thing in Durban? What's going on there?
I saw the trend. What is that? Hostage in Durban.
So actually, it seemed like it was like a former like government employee. So maybe I think it happened at the pension fund offices.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the guy was disgruntled and decided to like
Hold them hostage.
Yeah.
This is like a real thing.
Yeah.
But then what's the ransom? Like, what did he want in return? I mean, if you hold people hostage, you want something.
You're asking like she was there.
Whatever you raise, she raided.
Good question, though. It's a good question.
It's a good question.
No, yeah,
did he want something or he just couldn't get away and decided?
No, I don't know exactly what he wanted, but.
Yeah, let's Google this.
The power will not go out at 12 o'clock.
Maybe the guy just wanted his pension fund, you know? It's not like he was there, like, holding them hostage at a bank.
Where was this? Is that what office?
In Durban.
Okay, here we go. Durban hostage drama diffused after retired soldier allegedly demanded pension.
Pension, I told
you. Didn't he get pension? He's a retired soldier. Didn't he get?
The armed man who held employees of the government employees pension fund hostage for an hour at their Durban offices is said to be a retired South African Defence Force soldier frustrated by delays in receiving his pension.
Oh, shame, man. I sort of feel, I mean, like...
It's like Mesh walking in here holding us hostage because we haven't paid him for May.
If he didn't get paid, he doesn't show up. You know, you wouldn't see Mesh. Hey, FT, I got click, I'm fine.
No. The episode will just not go up. That's how you know.
Then we'll say we had sound problems.
Yeah, guys, sound I swear, was I was corrupted. On the MacG podcast, I swear.
No, No, Shem, I feel for him. And something similar happened with someone at Home Affairs who's been applying for an ID, I think, or wanted a change in the ID, and they held up people at the Home Affairs office, but it turned out it was a toy gun. I remember that. Yeah, it's basically like service delivery almost. You know?
And it's like those guys that brought a dead body. Like, remember?
Yeah, same people at Old, yeah, Old Mutual.
I think so.
Was it Old Mutual?
Yeah, and they just brought a dead body.
No, Old Mutual. It was Old Mutual. Yeah. I remember.
Because
people
like,
took a dead body, literally a corpse, to the Old Mutual offices.
Hectic.
To say, yo, we have a funeral policy. Oh, shit, sorry, flag. And y'all haven't paid up. And
sorry,
how are we going to bury this person? Similar to this guy. I mean, how is he supposed to survive without his money?
Maybe we should do that.
But to who? To
look at they buried our careers.
So we must go to Twitter office.
We must take our careers there to Old Mutual. Yeah. Say, you are responsible here. We don't even have a decent place to bury you.
Where did you bury us?
Where did we bury dead careers? Give us a job at some station.
But if I had 24 hours left, I'd want to rob like a bank or do something crazy like that.
But with who?
No, by myself. It just seems fun, man.
You'll rob a bank by yourself?
Yeah, it seems fun.
But you've got 24 hours to spend the money and...
No, but just the thrill.
Oh, yes, true, right? Yes, you rob the bank in the first 16 hours and now you're left with 8 hours to spend the money. That's so true.
Eight
so maybe say
six,
they give you a month to live.
It will take you 28 days to actually.
Exactly.
I don't see you doing this successfully alone in 24 hours.
Hey, George, I think we must reevaluate our relationship.
Sorry, Matthew.
You're not saving this podcast, you're burying it.
Sorry, Matthew. Sorry.
All right, guys, I want us to play a game. 30 seconds. Did you download the app?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Plink 30 seconds.
Who do you want to play with, Ghost Lady?
Plink 30
I said I'll play with Saul.
You want to play with Saul?
I need the brains of the show.
Okay, so me and you are together, man.
One time, Matthew.
Let's rock this, let's rock this. What are we winning, eh?
I don't know.
Jay-Z's numbers, can you give us the WhatsApp number? For every answer we get right, you give us a number.
You give us a number.
Last time I did anything for 30 seconds, I got a daughter after 9 months. After 9 months, I had a daughter. 30 seconds? Now I'm responsible for this human being. What are you talking about? Give him my 30 seconds back. So I'm afraid of 30 seconds, man.
Magdile.
All right, 9 months down the line, I'll be having a son now. Hi, let's go. Hi, let's go.
Oh, I can't laugh anymore. Hey, it's too much. Who needs exercise when you got soul, bro?
Yo.
All right, let's go, Ghost Lady. So you play with Saul, ne?
Okay.
So you give me clues, I answer. That's 8 seconds, right?
Yeah. All right, dude, let's do card number one. Are you ready?
All righty.
Let's go.
Go.
Cool.
Who's answering now? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the famous golfer.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes.
Huh.
And who drives a plane?
Pilot.
Yes. And a snake. Just mention one of the
one of the snakes.
Like a snake.
Python?
Thank you. Yes. Uh-huh. The superhero with the hammer. The hammer.
Thor.
Yes.
Hey, but
it's easy this game though.
You guys are cheating.
No,
but
cheating.
It's easy this.
Okay.
It's easy.
No, yeah, another finished. One. Finished. Stop.
Finished.
Yeah.
Okay. All
so right. We didn't get one. Oh,
no, we got everything. Thor, pilot.
You saw the ones, right? You saw the numbers.
So you got 4 out of 5?
We got 4 out of 5.
Okay. Wait, which one's the first question I got wrong?
Yeah?
What did I get
there
wrong?
There was a name. It's...
Huh? Oh, you didn't have a clue for the name.
Yes, I didn't
have
a
clue. Okay, so it's 4 out of 5 then. It makes sense.
Yeah, it was even difficult. Yeah?
Okay, give us the phone then.
What was the answer? Tell me.
It was the driver's name.
What was the answer?
The plane.
What is what
who drives a plane?
Oh, you asked that. Who drives a plane?
Yeah. I saw George laughing. I was like, damn.
Should I ask? Where are you going to ask?
Up to you, bro. Let
okay.
me ask. Let
okay,
me
you
ask.
All right, cool. So press stop and then press start.
Dope.
When
dope,
it's our
dope.
Turn. All right, cool.
Ready?
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, my
five
dog.
Out of five. Five
let's
out
go,
five.
Bro. Let's go.
The. Ha, ha, ha. No, it's the same card. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, same card. Okay.
How do you.
Shuffle.
Press start again.
Yeah, just press start again. Yeah.
The boy band, those four dudes.
One Direction.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Help me here, so.
Yo. Yo.
Yo. Yo.
You're supposed to be smart, dog.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Sorry. Yo. Okay, so.
Yo.
The Premiere Pro, the program that you use to edit.
Adobe Audition.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes. You can call a friend. You can call Jay-Z.
Oh, it's a new card, this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1945 war. Ah, I can't say the word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said.
Oh, you're right. Terrible. You're
sorry,
terrible
bro,
at this.
We're terrible, bro.
Stick to beatboxing, bro.
No, no. Give it to Saul. Saul.
Guys, can we do beatboxing games? Yo, that first one.
The
yo.
First one, the
yo.
Card was a tough card.
What was the card?
So how many did you guys get?
Two.
How many did you guys get?
Ah, yeah. But
two.
Shame. Yo, we had an easy card.
No,
had a
no, 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 no.
We had
me.
Card.
You had me.
Sterling Moss. Who's Sterling Moss? He was supposed to give a clue for Sterling Moss.
Okay, let's do one more card. You ask Ghost Lady now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. You guys ready?
I've got question marks here.
Yeah, just press start.
Start.
Just press start.
Start. Okay, cool. We landed on this thing. Celestial body at
Moon.
Some point. Yes. Okay. He cheated on his white wife and his career was over.
Kanye West.
No, he plays golf.
Oh, Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Okay, what do you run on the same spot? It's not podcast and chill. Yes. Mark Zuckerberg's creation?
Twitter.
Oh!
No, Facebook. Facebook. Facebook, guys. No, no, no. Facebook.
Weak. Swack. Weak. Swack.
So I'm sure there were still like 2 seconds. I said Facebook.
Jessica, we are live. This is not a practice. We're live, Jessica.
All right, wow. Let me go. Let me do one with George. All right, cool.
Yeah,
I'll ask George.
One. We got like 3 out of 5.
So it was Moon, Tiger Woods, Treadmill, Immanuel Kant. Who's
I don't
that?
Know what that is. I skipped it.
Woo. Who's
I
that?
I skipped it.
Do you know Immanuel Kant? Oh, are you guys doing your own podcast there? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Immanuel Kant. Kant.
Okay, cool. The money that we use here in our country, what
rand.
Is it called? At the full name of the country, and you are
South
right.
African rand.
Yes,
yeah.
And then he was one of the smartest people in the fucking world, man.
Elon Musk.
No, he's right.
One was
bad clue.
Was one
was
one.
He's dead.
Yes, he's dead.
Like EMC
like,
squared.
You know?
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Albert
and
Einstein.
Then it's a movie. Mara, in a weirdness, Mara.
Spiral.
So it's
terrible. Look at my card. It's
yo.
Oh, my card was terrible.
Frankenstein. Is
Frankenstein.
That the smartest
Frankenstein,
guy?
Frankenstein. No.
Frankenstein.
Is that
no,
the smartest
no.
guy? Frankenstein. No, man.
Hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Frankenstein. Science fiction.
Science fiction. Yes.
League of Legends.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
I know, we suck at this. Let's stick
just
to the
beatboxing.
Yeah. All right, before we beatbox, I got some announcements to make.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Are you listening, Saul?
Yes. I'm carefully listening, and I'll remember in 2 weeks' time not to trash the announcement sponsors.
As we mentioned last episode, in celebration of 200,000 subscribers,
mm-hmm.
we're giving away a Busani Men hamper for 4,500
rands. Oh, yeah.
Rabula Gin for 500 rands.
Oh,
Batu sneakers. Ooh. At a value of 1,200 rands. SMS Chela to 33282. That's 33282, 1 rand 50 per SMS. T's and C's do apply. Competition ends 26th of June. And we'll announce the winners on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a movie influencer,
yes.
we're still looking for you
mm-hmm.
to join the Teamfinity Movie Club. Competition ends 18th of June 2021. Influencers will be announced on the 21st of June. Just send us a video of you reviewing a movie, whatever movie it is.
Yeah.
Drop us a WhatsApp and you can email podcast@thisismayg.com. That's all I got. So how does the beatboxing thing work? What are we doing?
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, let's rock it.
You rock.
The last time I beatboxed, it's been a while since.
Must we give you a song that you can beatbox or?
Maybe we all beatbox together.
Nah, come on.
Think about it. We can say the last time George ever beatboxed was on that show. And we performed together.
And we ruined his performance. We don't want that now. Dude, you made like over 200, 300K, over half a mil beatboxing, bro.
And you trust people with no money.
Dog, you've never made it. Come on, bro.
No, let's do it together. We'll be good.
Quick, direct.
Okay, so hold up. I'm going to direct you. Don't stress. Okay. So you're going to start, bro. But you must just hold that rhythm. So you're going to start.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, game over.
Podcast and chill. Anything you want to say?
No, we're done, man.
What do you want to say, bro?
Ghost
Lady. Georgie, super
chill. Shout out to my girlfriend. Shout out to my girlfriend back home. Love you, baby.
Which one?
Girlfriend?
You got a
girlfriend?
Her name's Yanka. She's in Cape Town.
Yanka.
So beautiful. Yanka. Yanka.
Ooh, Yanka.
Thanks, guys. The show's done. Thank you so much.
Hey, I don't care. They're the Yanka girls. Yanka.
You guys are crazy.
Out of charge.
Hey, can you come to the brunch next year? The Jay-Z brunch next year.
I don't work there anymore. We're definitely not getting him.
But we'll be your plus one.
But when Trevor's on your show, I'm sure we'll talk to him to get us.
Oh, yeah, because you know Trevor. Okay, I haven't DM'd Trevor in a while.
Let's DM him.
Maybe you might bless us. You might bless us with some luck.
So you must say, hey, Trevor, I'm chilling here
with
George.
Your bestie, yeah.
Don't involve me. Rock Nation.
No, you have to drop George there.
Okay, cool. Let me send Trevor.
This was so dope. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No, man.
You must come through,
bro.
Thank you for being
the first white guy on the show.
Yes, you are, because Gareth Cliff is dropping this Thursday.
Yes,
you are. Yo, for real.
Gareth Cliff is next week, yeah.
That's exciting.
But he's an Indian.
You guys don't seem excited.
Yes. You're Armenian.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm on the DMs right now. Okay, cool. Hey, Trevor. Tell me, what must I say? You know Trevor, man.
I'm not involved, guys.
Trevor.
I'm with George here.
George.
We have to drop George in this one.
He loves your work.
Yes.
Just like us.
Let's take it back to Namibia.
Oh, fuck. Yo, yeah, wasted.
We have learned a lot.
Where it all started. You crazy, flopped, bro. First evening, and you wrote all these great jokes.
Please get back to us.
Yes.
Don't mind the silence. We're just being like you.
Yes, we're preserving our voice. We're preserving our voice. To come back harder. And perfectly.
Thank you.
Yo, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, podcast and chill.
No, send the message.
Yeah, I sent it.
Get
here.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Yeah, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.